Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Terra Ignota, Seven Surrenders, Part 2, by Ada Palmer, narrated by Chris Stinson, and performed by a full cast.
Casimir, you must let me pour your drink.
Felix Faust lifted a crystal decanter from the sideboard.
I never expected you to get this far. What a wonderful world we live in, where even I can be surprised.
Thanks, Headmaster. That's kind of you.
European Prime Minister Casimir Perry had stood timidly at the threshold of the Salon des Sardes, as if afraid the ivory carpet would blacken under an outsider's feet. He scanned the oval ring of seats. All empty.
Where is everyone?
Fair question. You're the guest of honor tonight and should have arrived last, so we could cheer you across the threshold.
Faust poured himself a glass as well.
In fact, the rest of us were asked to get here 20 minutes ago. It seems there's crisis enough afoot to have all the other hive heads running late.
But not you?
Perry fidgeted with his embroidered cuffs, fresh from Madame's tailors.
Unlike our colleagues, I delegate Gordian's entire administrative burden, so while I may be surprised by this delicious crisis, I am not expected to do much about it. Shall we sit?
Faust gestured to the velvet window bench. Madame and her servants had outdone themselves for this occasion, transforming the oval sanctum from an earthly to a celestial paradise. Fawn-thin tables stood against the walls, lush with sweet meats and covered platters alluring as unopened presents. If roast beasts and flame-grilled hunks on spits are a man's feast, this was a woman's. Intricate patisserie, ribbon candy delicate as jewelry, chocolate truffles, bite-sized cakes, and bouquets of fruit sliced so thin that the light shone through their juicy petals like stained glass. The benches had been restuffed, virgin sheepskins piled on the floor, while the tools of love in their glass cases, both the museum pieces and those ready for use, gleamed clean. Even the curtains over the grand window were new, night blue, glittering with constellations, which made the masses in the flesh pit below seem as distant as mortals glimpsed by Zeus and Hera. Perry stared into his glass.
I'd rather stand.
My dear Casimir, this bench has the most interesting view in the world. There's a more telling cross-section of humanity down there than in the census database, plus porn. How can you possibly prefer to stand? You're nervous?
Of course.
Faust smiled.
The entire European Parliament doesn't make you nervous.
The European Parliament can't deny me sexual satisfaction for the rest of my life. Aren't you nervous around Madame?
Only when I'm sober.
How did they do this to us, Felix? I was too young to understand when I got sucked in. But you're a psychologist. You must have watched it closely. Here we are, the most influential people in the world, prancing around in frills because it's the only way we can get turned on anymore.
Perry ran his thumb around his glass, coaxing a soft note from the crystal.
Madame lured us all into this long before we were important. But how did they know we'd become what we are now? Are they really able to spot the ones who are ripe for this perversion when we're young? And then make sure only we can get into office? Or is everybody this kind of pervert deep inside? And it's just Madame that brings it out in us.
Faust crossed his arms.
Now don't give Madame all the credit. Some of us cultivated excellent perversions on our own.
I know you did, Felix. But Briar Kosala? The Emperor? The...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?